Oakheart banged his tankard down in surprise.
Upon my liver, spikes and paws! Why, that's also our destination, friend Buck. Perhaps when we float our vessel into navigable waters on the morrow, you'd wish to accompany us to that hallowed establishment.
Buckler winked at Diggs, allowing him to answer.
What? Oh, I say, wouldn't we just jolly well love to, Oaky old lad? Super wheeze, what?
Baby Dub Dub, who was being fed by his mother, pushed away the spoon.
Wheeze, what?
Heavy Beast laughed and Trisidia fluttered her eyelashes even harder.
Oh, how brave and gallant, Papa. We have valiant heirs to guard us from any vermin foes.
Oakheart refilled his tankard.
Indeed we will, my dear. Eat hearty now, my trusty protectors, and thank ye kindly for offering your skills to us.
Buckle returned the compliment.
No, sir, thank you for offering us such a wonderful way to travel. It's Diggs and I who are grateful to you.
Diggs winked roguishly at Trisidia.
Rather, and in such bally-charming company, what? Never travelled with actors before. Wouldn't mind having a go at the jolly old acting myself.
Rambunculus did not hold out much hope for Diggs.
Being a warrior, you might come in useful for fights and battle scenes. There's more to acting than you think. You've got to be a singer, a dancer, and...
Diggs cut in on him.
Dancing? Listen to me, laddiebuck. I can twiddle as neat a flipping paw as any beast. Ask Miggy McGinnity, our drill sergeant's daughter. She and I were the blooming toast of the mess ball when we tootled round the floor together. Twinkle Paws Diggsy, they called me. Ain't that right, Buck?
Buckler nodded.
That's correct, mate. And you were a good warbler too, as I recall. Go on, give us a song.
His chubby companion needed no second bidding. Bounding from his seat, he threw his paws wide and launched into his favourite ditty.
Oh, I hail from Salamandastron, that old mountain in the west, with a pack upon me shoulder and a smartly buttoned vest. My ears stand to attention and gals cry out, look there, he's a member of the Long Patrol, a handsome gallant hare.
What ho, tis true, you know, no creature can compare to a dashing, singing harum scarum Salamandastron hare.
What? I'll whack a score of weasels or marmalize a stoat. There's many a ferret shivering when I've torn off his coat. I'm vicious with all vermin, but show to me a maid, I'll kiss her paw and shout, ho, ho, pray, Mom, don't be afraid.
What ho, I tell you so, ye gentle girl so fair, I'm a highfalorum cockle-a-dorum Salamandastron hare.
What?
As Diggs finished his song, he made an elegant bow. The Witherspike company applauded him heartily, even young Rambunculus. Oakheart was impressed.
Upon me snout and spikes, young Diggs, ye have the makings of a fine performer. There's a position in me troop for you, should you ever wish to take it. But an actor's life can be hard, you know, and hungry too. Some seasons ye can see more supper times than suppers. Well, what do you say, friend Diggs, eh?
The young hare's ears seemed to wilt.
I think I'll stick to the jolly old warrior's path, sir. It's probably better in the long run.
Trisidia looked disappointed.
You're not afraid of acting, are you?
Buckler answered for his friend.
Diggs ain't afraid of anything, miss, except starving.
Diggs pouted a little.
Well, a chap needs his scoff, you know. Wouldn't look so jolly handsome if I was thin.
Dymphnia patted his paw.
We understand. Now tomorrow we'll follow the stream overland, going south and a point east. That should take us over some flatlands, then back into the trees. When we spy the rock ledges, it's not far from there to the abbey. Right. Time for sleep, my dears. Early call at dawn, I think. The streamlass will need to be worked on so that we can free her.